Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 28th of October. Starting off with Altus Strategies, where we've had a gap higher today through the top of this falling wedge from August through the 50-day moving average to around, just under 62 pence. And end of day close through the 50-day line could be enough to take the shares back up towards the highs of the year. Best case scenario target, the top of that rising trend channel from way back at the beginning of last year, heading towards 95 pence, hopefully on a 2 to 3 month time frame, and perhaps a bit sooner than that. As far as the stop loss is concerned, really back below the gap today, so around 54 pence on an end of day close basis would probably do the trick on a technical basis. On to Chariot, which has done its thing as far as gapping higher after the break of that resistance line there from September, around 4 pence, gap through resistance, which is normally a strong sign. So that resistance there at 5.5 pence from last month. And while we're above 5.5 pence, looking for at least 8 pence at the top of the July channel, best case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months, up to 11 pence at the late May resistance line projection. So let's see if that pans out. But upside really valid while we hold above the 5.5 pence zone. A lot of interest in the next stock, which is called Ferroalloy Resources. Here, same situation really as it's been for the last, well, since the last time I covered it, I think really. We're just bouncing along the 200-day line at 10.5 pence. We're looking bullish while we're above the rising 50-day line at 9.3 pence. And while we're above that, hopefully up to that March resistance line projection at 18 pence, but obviously at least a retest of September resistance at 16. While we hold above the 50-day line. Onto a stock which I managed to forget yesterday in the farmer's sweep due to advancing senility. Here we've got Gene Drive, and maybe it's not too much of a loss that I missed it out, because we didn't quite break that line of resistance from May. That is around the, 119 pence, 119 pence level. So that really needs to break to give us the move towards that July resistance line at 180. Otherwise, support hopefully coming in, as you can see, rather obviously around the pound level. So between a pound and £1.20, rather a neutral zone, even though we've got the rising 50-day line there. But the big signal here would be a breakthrough 119, 120 over hopefully the next few days. Easier situation is J-Wing, which came up with the goods for the bulls over the last 24 hours, well, in fact, the last week, I suppose, really. We had that gap higher last week, and shares have built on that. The levels to look out now for are that old initial August peak at 4.2 pence. While we're above that, looking for the top of the broadening triangle from December, heading towards 7.25 pence, hopefully by the next, 2 to 4 weeks, probably should do the trick. The current rate of progress. I know a lot of people are looking at Kibo Mining at the moment, hoping that it'll be the next big mover in terms of the minnows. The rather obvious message from the chart is that the support at 0.2 pence looks to be pretty well nailed on. The only thing is where the breakout might occur. We've had a mini breakout today through the 50-day moving average at 0.25 and the post-August triangle. As well, which after the long consolidation we've had should be significant. Obviously, looking back at the chart, you can see that the shares have tended to fail every time they've hit the 200-day line. So if you're fussy, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 0.3 pence. But for those aggressive traders who can risk down to 0.2, there has been a reasonable charting signal today. RSI above neutral 50 as well, which is helpful. Best-case scenario for the Kibo Maniacs would be up towards the top of the broadening March triangle as high as 0.65 pence, hopefully over the 2 to 3 months after any break of the 200-day moving average. Obviously, with the markets tumbling on COVID fears, not too many situations here. So sort of digging out a few from the back pocket in terms of the bullish setups. And Myriad here, a very good-looking setup in the sense that we've had price action, which has really been sort of vertical move, sideways, vertical move, sideways, etc. So that is something that you tend to see only in the strongest of situations. Also, you tend to see support coming in above the 50-day line in the strongest of situations, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. 50-day line there at 29 pence, support coming in around, 32 pence. Well, we're above 32 pence on an end-of-day close, looking for the top of that April trend channel as high as 55 pence plus, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Primoris stop, which I haven't covered here very often, but as I said, we're digging deep at the moment. And the interest here really is that we're looking for a repeat of that August rally for the shares, which took it from sort of 2.8 to 5 pence after a rebound and a gap off the 200-day line. Another bear trap rebound off the 200-day line over the last, this week, basically. And while there's no end-of-day close back below the 200-day moving average at 3.1 pence, looking this time for the top of the February trend channel at 5.5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. If you're cautious, I suppose, wait for an end-of-day close through 3.65, but obviously you're giving away some of the potential upside if you do that. Rainbow Rare Earths is the next contender, and here you can see that we spiked up quite well after a bouncing or just minor bear trap from below the 200-day line at 2.96 pence. The view here is that at least while we're above the 50-day line at 3.56, we should at least head up to 5 pence. Top of that big channel from the beginning of the year, though, is heading towards 6.5, and that would hopefully be the target if we have a decent weekly close above 4 pence this week. 6.5 pence, hopefully, by the end of next month. Sensine Health is a stock which I've covered here a few times. It's delivering the goods for the bulls, albeit with rather thin-looking price action, gaps to the upside. The view here is that while we're above the initial October peak at 103, looking for the top of that March triangle as high as £1.40, hopefully over the next few weeks. I think that looks pretty well, should at least hit that sort of area, especially as that area towards 140 was previously resistance on the way down last year. Just a couple of stocks to go now. The first one is Tribal Group. And here we can see that the shares have followed on their push through the broken line of resistance from January around 63, 64 pence. Nice spike today towards 75, which was the initial 2020 resistance. The view here is that while we're above 65 pence initial October resistance, looking for as high as 90 pence at the top of that August trend channel from last year, hopefully by the end of next month. Last stock of the day is one which may arguably be the best looking one at the moment, given the strong daily candle that we've had opening at the low and currently at the high of the day. Really, while we're above the 50-day moving average and that broken January resistance line at 0.37, the upside here could be towards 0.9 pence, which is the top of that January resistance line projection. If you're really optimistic, you might say that that line is actually heading up towards 1.1 pence, which obviously would be quite a result if we manage to get there. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for a break of 0.46, 0.47, but this looks as though the breakout today on a very bad day for the stock market gives the impression that the shares mean business and would at least head up towards the early 2020 resistance at 0.6, which would be a reasonable return. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.